Welcome to the home of fantasy football's hot stove. It's the all-purpose Roto Fantasy Football Show. Let's go.
The last of the two games we get to watch before the big dance is coming up. And so it's got to be a special hot stove one way or another. And thank you for sending your Massachusetts snow down south, Chris.
Yeah, we got nothing, absolutely nothing. And Carolina, I don't know if you saw that they were shoveling snow out of the stadium yesterday. Yeah. Did you check that out? That was pretty funny. Well, I mean, not for them, but that could impact the game tonight.
It certainly could. And it's, you know, for, you know, down here, I'm in Kentucky, as most people know, and I think I'm going to guess 8 to 12 inches here or something like that. And they were closing places at 11 o'clock yesterday, and they closed a lot of places the day before. You know, I left work around 4 o'clock, and I think I saw two cars in 25. Well, it took me 50 minutes to get home.
Well, you guys don't have plows or infrastructure to handle this sort of thing. So,
I know I can't complain because you had some horror stories last year.
Yeah, that was bad. That was really bad. Speaking of... So I haven't seen like anyone talk about this, but I'll just start out this way, incorporating some technology into the podcast now, folks, but can you identify this noise, Bob?
I'm three things come to mind, a really bad snowblower, a drill in my head.
Yeah.
But what was it?
That was Chris Collinsworth during the replay last week, when Jeff Janis may have dropped the ball.
Yes.
And if you listen carefully, you can hear Al Michaels in the background.
Can I have it one more time, please?
I looped that for two straight minutes, so I might put that at the end of the podcast for two and a half straight minutes.
Closed for a while. I'm good with that. That other closes, you know, it was good for about 3 weeks. We need a new one.
Yeah, so... That might be closing the podcast today, folks. So I'll give you 10 seconds to shut the podcast off, just as a warning, if you don't want that drilled into your brain for the rest of your life. I thought that was amazing and had to pull the audio from it because it was an amazing play. And I mean, there's no slam on Michaels or Collinsworth because sadly they are far and away the best duo that we have right now. Yeah. The rest are not strong. We've got a healthy dose of Phil Simms coming up over the next couple of weeks.
That could also be the sound effect you could use when you're sick of talking about a certain subject.
Could be.
I've gone on too long with Bob Vision.
It's true. Speaking of Bob Vision, I did a little digging on Mike McCarthy, since you called him elite.
Oh, jeez. Come on. All right. Bring it.
Okay. 2007, when Brett Favre was still the quarterback, they lost at home. They were 7.5-point favorites, and they lost 23-20 in overtime.
Yeah, probably due to bad game management.
2008, they were 6-10. 2009... they were playing at the Cardinals. They were 2.5-point favorites, and they lost 51-45. 2010, they won the Super Bowl. Good job, Green Bay. They beat the Eagles, the Falcons, the Bears with Caleb Haney, if you remember correctly.
Oh, that was ugly.
And then the Steelers in the Super Bowl. The next year, 2011, was the famous... famous game where they get a bye. They're an 8-point favorite against the Giants. They lost 37-20, and they were 15-1 that year, Bob.
Oh, that was a bad loss to them. Everyone had them walking through.
That was, yeah. I remember being pretty shocked that happened. 2012, they're at San Francisco, 3-point underdogs. They lost 45-31. Colin Kaepernick. Game of his life, he ran for 181 yards and had 400-plus total yards. 2013, lose to San Francisco again at home. They're 3-point underdogs. They lost 23-20. They lost at the buzzer on a field goal. 2014, Seattle. This was last year. This is an amazing sequence. First and goal from the 7 in the first quarter.
Uh-oh.
They end up with a field goal from the 1 yard line. Make it 3-0.
From the 7? I'm writing stuff down. Yeah, go ahead.
later in the first quarter, they get the ball at the 7 again. First and goal. Another field goal from the first. from the 1 yard line.
Yep.
Fourth and 1 from the Seattle 22 later on in the third quarter. Guess what they did?
They went for it.
They kicked a field goal. They kicked another field goal. Three fourth and 1 situations, didn't go for it once. Lots of the Cardinals this year did not even remotely consider going for 2. Didn't even enter his head.
Yeah, we talked about that. I was bitchy about that.
Yeah, so I don't know that he's elite.
Well, I don't know, Chris. You know, it's one of those things. Compare it to the rest of the league. You know, scale, when you were in fifth grade, if you learned what the scale was and started to get some of your test scores. But let's be honest. He's kept the team together. It's an unusual franchise that run their own path. A little bit like the Pats. You know, they've got a different formula up there. I know, hey, come on. They kept together some pretty good wide receiver talent. He hasn't screwed that up. And he's played with a horrific defense year after year.
He has no impact over the personnel. He's
probably true.
He runs a very simple offense. Tons of complaints this past year.
You know, I got 2 specific emails saying it's insane to say Joel Philbin could be better than McCarthy. that was just so unkind. You started the podcast.
He's a McCarthy disciple.
He is a McCarthy disciple, but oh my gosh, just like that's like a nightmare to wake up from if you're a Packer fan.
He's not better than Arians. He's not better than Harbaugh. He's not better than Rivera.
Okay.
I don't think he's better than John Fox.
I'm actually agreeing with that too.
I don't know if he's better than Marvin Lewis.
I think
it's close between those two.
Well, Marvin Lewis, we might never know what he really was because he may be the most damaged tenured coach to play in a dysfunctional organization in NFL history outside maybe a Raider.
Yeah, we definitely don't know. I'm not going to say he's...
That's 4.
I'm not a huge Bill O'Brien fan, but I'm not going to say he's better than him because I think Bill O'Brien was smarter with his offense than Mike McCarthy's ever been with his offense, given how limited Bill O'Brien was this year. For that team to actually move the ball with basically one piece is pretty amazing.
New Orleans?
I don't think he's better than Andy Reid. I don't.
He's not.
I don't think he's better than Zimmer. I don't think he's better than Belichick. I don't think he's better than Peyton. I don't think he's better than Tom Coughlin was.
I think I'm good there, too. So that's 8. I was running through them. So, okay, maybe it is hard to be elite if you're the 9th coach.
Is he better?
Now I'm getting the bad email. Thanks. I hate these discussions.
Is he better than Tomlin?
God, yes. Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, Tomlin makes bad decisions.
They're horrible.
He makes bad decisions.
He's not better. He screws up his players.
He's not better than Pete Carroll. He's not. He's not better than Pete Carroll.
That's 9.
Yeah, so no better than 10th, right?
Chip Kelly?
I don't think he's better than Chip Kelly.
Just having fun. Poor Chip can't even hire anybody. He was down, you know, when we pull out of the Kroger down here, that's our big grocery chain. You know, the people out there, usually one person out there with a cardboard sign, give me some food, give me some cash. I think that's where Chip's been doing some recruiting.
So I don't think he's better than Todd Bowles either. I think Todd Bowles is better.
Bowles is a good coach. Yeah. I agree. But I think he's better than Bowles right now.
I think he's 11th at best. I could probably argue
we're in the
for
10.
A while.
We're in the 10 range. So I will have to acquiesce to this discussion. I didn't like your data, but I like what we just did.
Why didn't you like my data?
Well, you know, this team's still getting the playoffs or successful. I guess, you know, damaged goods as a Dolphin fan. Man, you know, that many playoff games, what right do you have to complain? But the bottom line is we did comfortably just name, in my opinion, 9 coaches that are the same as or better. And if you're the 10th coach, I don't think.
But I mean, how many of the 32 NFL coaches could make the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers?
That's what I mean. So by saying that, I'm like, and he did a bad job with Lacey. I'm telling you, Lacey should have been inactivated. If you're not going to be ready to play football for me, I don't even understand that whole thing. I don't understand what's going on.
He also, you know, it kind of what set me off about this is he called Jeff Janis a young man that needs to play.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't he play? It's because you didn't put him out there. it's just, it's frustrating. I was so frustrated by the kind of like the positivity around how good of a game Jeff Janis had, where it's not like you picked this guy up in week 17. He was on your roster the entire time, only plays 11.4% of the snaps in 2015. He gets a shot, plays great, which is great. You want your developmental guys to shine when they're called to duty. But at the same time, this was not a well-oiled machine in 2015. There was plenty of struggles. They had to basically take play calling away from their offensive coordinator, and McCarthy had to take play calling back over.
Yep.
Put Jeff Janis out there. I don't understand. I don't understand what they were doing this season. Very frustrating. And I think it caps just how, you think about Jordy Nelson. He should be a top three wide receiver lock, but yes. I have no confidence in any sort of creativity being installed into this offense, which casts some doubt on both him and Randall Cobb, even though they're great players.
Does the finish of the year and the look of this to some people help you acquire guys like Nelson and Cobb next year at our favorite bargain position, or is the hype just too big?
I don't think so. I don't think that this nuanced of a discussion is going on between the average player about Mike McCarthy.
No, you're right.
So I don't think that people are necessarily thinking about that. More Packers stuff. Davante Adams might be cut this offseason.
And deservedly so. I think it's not working. So
he had the one game against Washington, right? So he played well in that game. That doesn't exonerate him from a bad performance for the rest of the year.
It's too many drops. And then we don't even know how many missed route runs he's had. So we don't know how many times he was not in the right spot and he wasn't thrown to.
Yes.
Which I suspect is actually the real problem.
Yep. News that I really liked, and this is a guy who we've talked about multiple times on the podcast, but for new listeners, Ray Horton.
Yes.
Who got tossed aside in Tennessee. He was hired down there after the Browns sort of chaos a couple seasons ago. This is not the first time he's been the Browns defensive coordinator. Put together a really nice unit there. He was formerly the Arizona Cardinals defensive coordinator, went to Tennessee and got ousted by Dick LeBeau for some reason.
Yep.
He's back. That defense is going to be on the field a whole lot. And I think he's pretty creative, and their talent isn't bad. It's better than he had in Tennessee.
Yes. And we, just a reminder to folks that don't recall, he had a heck of a run as an Arizona defensive coordinator with some sprinkled in good talent. And that's when the Cardinals were terrible. He did the same thing with the Browns before. Chris, he got Robert Nunn to come over from the Giants. So he stole a coach from the Giants. So I was really surprised by that, because I knew the Giant staff was trying to keep the brass, was trying to keep everyone there, you know, keep everyone loyal to the flag, so to speak. Looked up Nunn. He's been their defensive line coach, I think, for, I want to say 10 years or something like that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so Horton knew what he was doing there, and he got a real tool, I think, to help that defense.
If you look at the stuff that Ray Horton did with Adrian Wilson in Arizona, that's how a lot of people use safeties now. He basically created that in tandem with Adrian Wilson, who lost to the sands of time. But man, that guy was ridiculous. He was such an awesome player. Check out some of his clips on YouTube if you're interested. But the way he used him as a safety, I think he have 10 sacks one year, if I remember correctly.
He had a huge year. But anyways, spot on the Horton call out. Great for our IDPers. And as far as trying to see what's going to happen in Cleveland, should get some nice players there.
Yep. Absolutely. Lynch.
Josh Gordon. Since you're there, Josh Gordon. If Josh Gordon comes back, this defense plays good. Wow. I mean, how about Ryan Fitzpatrick goes to Cleveland?
I don't think that's going to happen.
They don't either. But if they get a quarterback like that, what's Josh Gordon? And I did it last week, too. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm obsessing. Where does Josh Gordon go?
If Fitzpatrick leaves Chan Gailey, I think that he should be examined. I think that he should know where his bread is buttered.
Depends on the number.
I think he absolutely 1,000% needs to stay there.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I'm obsessed. Josh Gordon, top 14 next year. Oh, my gosh. Can't believe it.
Marshawn Lynch leaning towards retirement.
I believe it.
You dismissed Thomas Rawls.
Yep.
You did.
Yep.
Name three running backs.
The Pens back out. Jeepers, it's early for the Pens.
Name three running backs.
What is this?
Who are better than Thomas Rawls as far as you would be more comfortable drafting them if Marshawn Lynch is 100% out of the picture.
If Marshawn Lynch is 100% out of the picture, Gurley and Peterson come to the immediate forefront. I'm probably going to get lynched for saying Lamar Miller, depending on where he goes.
There's not many. There's not many.
Well,
if you look at it, there are not many running backs that would be in a better situation. It would be extremely hard for their offensive line to be as bad as it was this year.
It's kind of an unfair question because I hate running backs so much right now because, like, even guys that other people would draft, I'm like, yeah, I'm not taking them.
But this is exactly the opportunity that we have. Is we've talked about this is that people are so jaded on running backs this year that next year running backs are going to slide, and you never want to do what everyone else is doing. You want to craft the best possible value driven team that you have. So running back is going to be a spot where you can get a ton of value next year.
Johnson and Johnson, I like the rookies this year. I actually would take both of them overall. So I think you think I'm crazy, but I would.
Well, no, David Johnson, I can justify, but which Johnson are you talking about?
I mean, David Johnson and the rookie for the Redskins.
Matt Jones?
Yeah.
I wouldn't take Matt Jones over him. David Johnson, I can definitely see. David Johnson is super, super talented. So
Miller, Peterson, Gurley. I have to think about it, but it's pretty tough. Okay, yeah. So he's up there, but I'm not touching him. He's going to get hurt.
He's a better running back than Mike McCarthy as coach, for sure.
I'm sure not taking a Packer running back over him, but Bob Vision's negative on Thomas Rawls, Chris.
Well, I don't know why. He did nothing to hurt you this year other than not picking him up quick enough.
It's annoying, yeah. He's going to get hurt.
Seahawks.
Russell Wilson, man. Russell Wilson. Different offense next year. You watch.
I don't think they're going to air it out, though. I think that the way that they like to play is he'll get a little bit more opportunity, but they're going to run the ball.
Your point made.
Jimmy Graham. They say he's going to be back.
Yeah. And what does that do for you? Because it doesn't do anything for me if he's coming back. Is it going to turn around next year?
I don't think Bevel's going anywhere, right?
No.
Do you really think it's Jimmy Graham's fault, or is it their fault for not incorporating him?
No, it's just they didn't incorporate him, chemistry, fit, et cetera, et cetera. And I mean, I think even if he comes back strong and the chemistry clicks a little better, isn't his ceiling still going to be the 65 to 75 range in that offense?
Well, I think that's
which is nice.
I think that's what it always was. I think that especially with Lynch potentially out of the picture, the red zone is where you would think that they would really utilize Jimmy.
Well, those wide receivers are coming on, brother.
Yeah, but they're small. You know, Jimmy's kind of perfect for the red zone. Lockett's small, Baldwin's small. Looks like Curse is potentially gone. He's saying no hometown discount, but that's kind of funny because do you think that anyone's really going to pay Curse?
No. Well, you never know.
There's... Yeah. So we'll see.
Cleveland needs a wide receiver.
They should not. No.
Tennessee would like to get some veteran out there. Stop. They would.
Let's talk about Tennessee.
But they're not going to do it. I'm glad.
They promoted Dick LeBeau.
Yeah, I know.
78 years old.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Actually, he's going to be 79 in September.
Excuse me. It's not looking good. Early returns, negative.
There's rumors about the league trying to force new ownership. They're trying to force the current ownership group to sell the Titans.
Well, they got the split thing, and I'm trying to compliment the lady running the show now. I'm trying to get the excitement going for Tennessee, but this isn't looking good.
This is stay away.
Yeah.
This is pretty much a stay away for me, for the Tennessee
Titans.
Well,
even if they'd hired a decent coach, the only players of note would be Mariota and
Kendall Wright.
Possibly Wright and possibly Beckham if he gets 10 touchdowns, but he might get 600 yards, right? I mean, those are the – and Delanie Walker, right? So you have those players.
I mean, he should get more than that just based off of – the makeup of this team.
I know, but it's not looking real good. I'm behind Amy there. Let's go. Let's get something going. They did hire the guy we talked about from New England out of Tampa Bay as their new GM player scout head guy, right? And we talked about that last week. So that move I like. Just what kind of control does he have, Chris? Yeah. And he might have said, look, you aren't going to get there in 2 years. We got a 4-year plan with Marcus Mariota because we're so devoid of talent across the board.
Kendall Wright is in the last year of his contract.
Yeah, they're not going to keep him.
So is Delanie Walker.
Oh, yep.
But I mean, what are you going to do with these guys? You can't just let your two most talented offensive players, not named Marcus Mariota, just go.
Well, you got that draft pick, and you got to find a partner, and you got to get two chips for that draft pick this year. Yeah,
you're not going to get an RG3 deal, so you can't hold
on
for that.
No, but I said two. You know, be realistic, man. Get something more than you can with one pick.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the easiest way would be to flip with Cleveland to make sure, because they need to get a quarterback out of that. But we'll see what happens. But yeah. Very, very down on the Titans right now.
I'm trying to stay positive there.
Alfred Morris, he's talking about how he wants to stay with Washington. I don't know if that's going to happen, though, because they said that they expect Matt Jones to be the starter.
Yeah, I you know, maybe he's already willing. That's crazy. It's only like his fifth year. So I don't know. That's positive attitude. And I think that's just what his agent's telling him to say.
Yeah.
You know, hey, say, yeah, I want to come back. I love it here. I want to come back. Well, then, because I'm not a problem child. It's been a tough year. They liked Matt Jones. He couldn't stay healthy. Hopefully gets a good training regime this summer. And now he's seen what the NFL is like. But more so, as you said, that's a running back. I got burnt by him this year. But depending on where he goes, you might see me drafting him again next year.
If they had devoted the amount of the offense that they did at the end of the year towards him for the whole year.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been fine.
Yep.
They were playing 3 and 4 running backs earlier in the season. As Jones got dinged, they kind of settled on Morris, and that seemed to kind of coalesce the offense a little bit more.
Yes.
Would have been fun to see him the entire year, see if the offensive line would have been a little bit better, maybe just blocking for one guy, not having to shift for various styles. But offensive line has to get better this offseason because they did not play very well. They were a very ineffective running team this year. Another guy who we talked about last week, Buck Allen, competing for the starting job, according to Ravens.com, next year.
Yeah, you know what we need to do is we need to post our top 50 running backs. So we'll do it blind like we always do. You do your top 50, I'll do my top 50. So where Buck Allen gets drafted versus a guy like Forsett, because there's so many guys who like Forsett, a running back. I don't know why. I still think he's going to go very high.
I don't think he's going to go high. He's 31.
I know.
He's not going to go high. I don't think.
I'm just saying it's my projection.
Thought this was very interesting. Thought this was very interesting when Adam Schefter.
Kind of sounds like I don't want anybody this year. Yeah. I'll take running back zero draft to the running back lineup. I would do running back zero lineup.
Like I said, you gotta be careful. Next year, I think running backs are going to slide, so you're going to want to grab this.
I know. You're right.
Adam Schefter tweeted this out, and I immediately latched onto it. Let's see what you think of it. The 49ers, they hired former Lions running back coach Curtis Modkins as their offensive coordinator.
I couldn't believe it. So yeah, that's what I was, yeah.
So this is interesting because if you look over the last 3 years, the production that he's gotten out of just random running backs.
Yep.
I thought that was a super interesting hire for the 49ers.
Well, what he's done is he knows he's got one. It's a position of dire situation in San Francisco.
Yeah.
The running back situation is really, really bad, guys. I mean, it's really bad. And then, to complicate it, the offensive line is not there to help it.
Yes, they need have Joe Staley, so they're set there. But they really need to invest in the offensive line. And maybe even Davis come back. They might be relying on that, so we'll see. But
so he wanted to do a lot of passing to the running backs. The running backs in Detroit ran more various types of routes than I've seen in a lot of years. I expect that, and then dovetail that into the quarterback situation. So there is a scenario where I could see just an insane amount of running back targets in this offense next year. But to who, I don't know, Chris.
Theo Riddick, no one no one had him as being a great receiving running back, but man, he was really good for them end of last year into this year. He was a nice receiving target for them. Joke Bell, man. I mean, I think he extracted maximum amount from Joke Bell. And even, you know, towards the end of his career, Reggie Bush was very effective for that team. I am looking at Theo Riddick because I'm kind of curious about his contract situation. I'm not
which skill position group performed better for the talent they had last year? The Lions wide receivers, the Lions tight ends, or the Lions running backs?
Well, I mean, they don't have much talent on the behind the top of the depth chart for the tight ends and the wide receivers. But I think the wide receivers, the running backs are the
best. They only had three running backs, too, and one of them was a rookie who, you know, he struggled, and that happens. You can't expect every rookie to be a saint.
Yeah.
So they had two running backs going in, and both were guys that a lot of, you know, Theo Riddick people didn't think he'd be on a team 3 years ago.
This hurts Abdullah, too. You know, usually that first to second year jump is pretty significant for a running back, and he doesn't have this guy.
Well, new GM Bob Quinn and Jim Caldwell were the worst news for Abdullah, that they're still there. They hired Quinn and Caldwell's still there. Winner of an Oscar. No, he was just an Oscar nominee. Oh.
So didn't like that they fired Mangini. I still don't get why they did that, but like this hire for Chip Kelly.
Kelly's not keeping him there because if he goes 0-6, he's a viable replacement for him midseason.
It's true. When Jim Schwartz was announced as the Eagles defensive coordinator, which is great.
It's an awesome move.
Yeah. He had an awesome quote. It says, quote, "Our job as coaches is to put everyone in a position that they can best be used. You have to be humble enough from a professional standpoint that you can accept that. The last thing you want to do is a coach's force feed a scheme on a set of players." I think that this Eagles defense is going to be awesome next year.
Yep. They have some wicked players and speed on that team. If they can stay healthy with Schwartz, and in that division, there's a couple quarterbacks that could get beat up pretty darn bad.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. There's some suspect offensive lines. Not other than Dallas, the Washington and Giants offensive lines. They struggled this year. So that could be rough. More trouble with the Saints. Longtime former assistant accuses Benson's wife of racial discrimination. I don't know. You don't follow the NBA at all, but man, the Pelicans are a mess right now with what they got going on there. It's this is not. I don't like this for the Saints at all.
Hey, I follow Anthony Davis. I've gotten Anthony Davis was medium upscale t-shirts. Yep. And I said hi to him in a mall once. So I follow Davis.
Oh yeah. I forgot that you had the Kentucky.
He's good. It's funny that I only NBA player I ever sort of met is actually good.
Didn't you meet Cauley Stein?
Oh yeah. He was there too.
Yeah.
He was the next year. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he was at breakfast.
Yeah.
I didn't really meet him. I said hi and wasn't a jerk. I didn't stop him. Poor guys eating breakfast. They're lining up like 16 deep to talk to him. Like, man, the guy's trying to eat a pancake.
You know, Anthony Davis is like a year or two away from being the best player in the world, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. I watched him a few times. I like him.
Yeah, he's good.
When my son plays NBA with me, that's the way I like to be.
Yeah, he's good.
I get beat every time. He's Kobe Bryant, who we know where you stand on him. So. Let's keep moving football. Deuce Daly. Bad news, though, for the Eagles there? He's still the running back coach. I didn't like that news.
I don't mind that. I think he's done an all right job there.
I don't want anything left over from the Chip Kelly regime there.
They like Deuce. They like Deuce.
I like Deuce. He's a great player.
In Philadelphia.
Peterson's class act. I love that hire. I like what Eagles are doing.
Who was...
I like it. I do. Damn it, I'm getting sucked in again.
But Peterson, we talked about that madness about not giving the ball back to Tom Brady in the second half, even though they were down two touchdowns. Who was the last head coach who was a play caller to win the Super Bowl, Bob?
Oh, I bet that's been a while. I don't know that trivia.
2010. Mike McCarthy, your guy, Packers. That was the last one. Yep. And then in 2009 with the Saints as well. And then there's a much longer drought before that. But when we talk about how we don't like that, that's part of the reason. I thought it was crazy that LeSean McCoy came out and endorsed Chip Kelly and said that that 49ers players should buy in.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, right?
That's weird, right?
The press makes stories. So how much of all the hype last year between McCoy and Kelly was press created.
It's very strange that he came right out and said that.
The 49ers could have done a whole lot worse, and at least this is a coach that can come in, and he's going to try to stir some excitement and try to create an offense that keeps defensive off balance. We'll see what he does, but I'm just worried about the talent he has around him. My gosh.
I thought that it was kind of a strange narrative after Saturday night's game that people were like, oh, well, now Larry Fitzgerald's definitely a Hall of Famer.
Oh, that's stupid. Yeah. His best years were years ago. He's still a great athlete.
He's still pretty awesome.
He's awesome, but he was always a Hall of Famer.
I mean,
5 years ago, right?
He's probably better than Calvin Johnson if he had a quarterback, right?
I would definitely take Larry Fitzgerald. We've been here.
Yeah.
Fitzgerald's been a better wide receiver. And I have to spend 10 minutes to go look up the quarterbacks he's played with.
Yeah, I'm not counting this next crop of, you know, Antonio Brown, Beckham, Hopkins, because they're just so much younger than him that I don't think it's necessarily fair to compare them at this point. But I think that previous generation, I think that he was pretty easily the best guy. As much as I love Andre Johnson and Calvin Johnson, I think that Larry was sort of head and shoulders above both of them.
I think it goes Rice, and then it goes Larry Fitzgerald, the top in the last 30 years.
I think Moss at his peak might have been better than Fitzgerald.
Just not long enough and too much spiking for me. But he's a great player, don't get me wrong. But
yeah, I think Moss might have been more talented than Jerry Rice too.
Yeah, but he couldn't be a teammate.
Yeah,
I mean, I know, hey, come on, all of us out there, everyone swallows pride at work. Everyone gets upset with their job at time to time. Everyone gets upset with their boss at time to time. Doesn't mean you run away at first chance you get.
How high are you comfortable with Larry Fitzgerald next year?
I think Randy Moss is going to tweet at me. Anyway, Larry Fitzgerald next year, not very high for me because, yeah, mileage and two mileage players, Carson Palmer, Larry Fitzgerald.
32.
Pretty tough for me.
32. So he's still, I think he's still got two more years.
There's a bigger reason I would not take Larry Fitzgerald. It's how high would I take Michael Floyd?
Yeah, Floyd was good, but I think that they complement each other pretty well. And so, and Brown does too.
But I want Floyd, not Fitzgerald on that offense.
Yeah, but he's going to go in the second round.
Who, Floyd?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, where's Larry going to go, the first?
No. No.
That's what I mean.
Michael's going to go way before Larry. I think Larry's going to fall to like the fourth round, I'm going to say.
I think in a 12-team league, you always have two or three owners that are just so tuned in on stats that I think he'll go end of second or middle second even.
No, he's not going to go in the second.
We'll see. Every league, I mean, we sit down, Chris, and every I challenge everyone to go look at your draft boards from some of the ones you saved. Every round, starting around two or three, it starts, you'll see two players that go based 100% on stats that you would not draft. You were not going to draft that round. You're like, wow, I'm really surprised that guy went there. Well, that's because that owner was looking at last year's production.
Somebody's going to take Michael Floyd in the first round in Vegas.
Oh, that'll be terrible. Please don't do that.
It's going to be early second or late first.
I'm already having those round pick 9, pick 10 dreams. So I'm picking at around the turn, and I'm handcuffing Floyd with somebody. So just back off, man.
There's a lot of people who are really riding the four out of the last five games with 100 yards. That was when he was finally fully healed from that pretty bad injury, the three dislocations. He's been good. He's been really good. I think he's going to draw Josh Norman tomorrow. Second round, I think he goes before Larry Fitzgerald. I think Fitzgerald, the earliest he goes is high third, just because of this trend with one going up and the other one kind of plateauing, but he's been great in the playoffs and he's been so much fun to watch. And
so no one's talking about Jacksonville because they never do during the season hardly.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of young, interesting players. We had a red hot couple wide receivers that people were using. Mm-hmm. We had Yeldon, a rookie who had some good games with a tough team. This team surprised, a quarterback surprised. That's kind of nice. Excitement for Jacksonville. They promote Todd Walsh now to the defensive coordinator there, Chris. I've never seen this before. Last year, he was the defensive line coach and run game coordinator. Have you ever seen that paired together?
Yeah, it wasn't. Harbaugh had some weird designation in Philadelphia like that.
Very interesting.
It's usually, it doesn't happen a ton, but I've definitely seen it. It's they do that sometimes with like the quality control guys where they end up doing like three different things. And then
I like what's going on down there. So, yeah. I mean, I think those are great value targets for your draft next year. Do you think this Jacksonville team is, the arrow is continuing to point up with the offense and the players they have? Julius Thomas next year, for example?
Yeah, I think Julius Thomas is a good kind of undervalued asset right now. I don't think, I mean, how far do you think Allen Robinson's really going to fall? I think he's pretty securely late second slash third round at this point.
I think he's a second round pick next year.
Yeah.
People love those big wide receivers, so we won't be getting him. We got all we could out of him this year because we could afford him. We won't be able to afford him next year, or this year, I guess what you say. He's a second round pick to me, so, but I'm interested in Julius Thomas, like you said, and even Yeldon, who nursed injuries, rookie running back, blah, 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 this offense. But there's a lot of tools on this offense. It's such a different look compared to San Francisco, for example.
Is there value in Blake Bortles because people aren't going to draft him as a quarterback one, even though he played like a quarterback one?
Right there, that's where I was hoping you were going. I do think he's a decent quarterback target. If you can put him with another player like that, you've got your quarterbacks one. You just pick your lineups. I mean, you pick your matchups.
He's going to be drafted as a quarterback too.
Yes, he is.
Even though,
but I mean, this year it was shown again. We talked about our Oscar winner, best value pick was Palmer.
Yep.
And I think we saw drafts 14th, 15th, 16th round. So if you still think you need to draft a quarterback in round 5 or 6, take a look at some of the performances this year. And so Bortles is a great example.
I like that team. I like what they're doing. I like Gus Bradley.
Surprised. That's probably the most surprising team for me is how well they did. Good for them. So happy for them. But they're going to keep going to London, right?
Yes. Yes, they are. One game every year for the next 3 or 4 years at least that I know of. Largest contract to a CFL player since...
Ooh, I don't know this.
Since Cameron Wake, Eric Rogers, he signs with the 49ers. He is... He runs a 4.5. 37-inch vertical, 6'3", 210 pounds. He had 87 receptions last year for the Calgary Stampeders. What do you think?
Oh, I'm loving that, and I don't know how I missed it. You know, I love these type of players. For Chip Kelly and those wide receivers who you know I regularly dish, I'm loving the look of that. But still, who's my freaking quarterback?
Colin Kaepernick.
Come on.
I'm just telling you. I think he's much – maybe next week's homework assignment for me will be comparing and contrasting Sam Bradford versus Colin Kaepernick.
Well, we know it's not going to be Sam Bradford. They're not going to put Sam Bradford.
I'm just telling you that Sam Bradford was usable at times this year under Chip Kelly, and Colin Kaepernick will be much better.
Chip's got his player personnel guy there too, right? I mean, the guy that the Ding Dong in Philly fired on him before the season that started this whole disastrous run. Mm-hmm. He's reunited with his player personnel guy out there, isn't he? Yeah, he is.
Did Balky hire him?
Yeah, I know Chip's with his guy. Chip's with his personnel player right now. So
that's interesting, because it's funny that Balky is kind of embracing this, because I thought that the Harbaugh thing kind of illustrated that they weren't really willing to coalesce with a coach and they were looking for more of a follower. But, that's interesting.
He also, this kid, I'm looking him up right now, he went to California for college. So that's kind of interesting.
Yep.
That's, he's back to where he lives. That's kind of neat. Good for him. I'm loving that. So I know a couple of leagues where you and I compete in Dynasty. We'll probably be fighting for him.
Schefter.
You'll probably screw me and draft him in the 5th round on me. Thanks.
Schefter pointed out that, that he's worked out for 16 teams.
Jeez. So he got some money.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yep.
Come on, Colin Kaepernick. There's a quarterback out there. We haven't done a free agent show. There's a quarterback. It's not going to be Colin Kaepernick.
There's no free agent quarterbacks.
Too much at risk. It's who's a free agent quarterback?
I said there's no free agent quarterbacks.
There's somebody. Come on.
No, there's not.
There's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No. You can't have Ryan Fitzpatrick without Chan Gailey. Are you going to fire Chip Kelly and hire Chan Gailey? Because this
so funny.
It's not going to happen. All right. Anything else?
No. And now I want to know the free agent quarterbacks. Thanks a lot.
There's not going to be a free agent quarterback that is even remotely worth your time.
How about the Raiders first round pick, Jamarcus Russell? Where's
he? Do you want a McCown brother for the, for the 49ers? Because that's what you're looking at. For,
how about Jamarcus Russell? Isn't he available?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm in the 40th round of our Dynasty League with 60-man rosters.
He's not.
Hey, Jamarcus Russell.
He's not. He's not available. He's
how about Michael Vick?
No. No. I think I don't know why you hate the 49ers so much.
No, I hate the 49ers.
You clearly do, because you hate Anquan Boldin. You hate Anquan Boldin.
You do.
Who's done nothing to you. except play with a broken face and try to entertain you.
Yeah, what a player. What a player.
Colin Kaepernick has not been that bad.
Colin Kaepernick is terrible.
He has not been that bad.
Well, obviously we're going to hear your whole spin on that next week as I sit down and watch your version of a presidential debate at quarterback.
I mean, I think I pretty clearly illustrated that Mike McCarthy is average at best.
Yep, we did that through a smart analysis of just who else is out there.
I mean, we could do the same thing with quarterbacks.
I'm desperately looking up free agent quarterbacks right now. I'm trying not to let you go, but my computer's decided it just doesn't want to.
The 49ers offer you Colin Kaepernick for Ryan Tannehill.
No.
Wow. I think Kaepernick's better than Tannehill, just to let you know.
I got to find out who's got Kaepernick and trade him to you in some leagues. That's what they got to do.
I mean,
Jason Campbell is a top of the list. Not just because it's alphabetical.
I think he retired too. I'm pretty sure he retired.
Don't get me wrong.
Tannehill, I mean, Colin Kaepernick, I'm pretty sure if he had berated people on the practice squad, that would have come out with the smear campaign that was in San Francisco this year. So he definitely hasn't done that. So he's got that on Tannehill.
Okay, so here's just real quick. I know we ran long. Pat Devlin, no. Jimmy Clausen, no. Matt Hasselbeck, Sean Hill, Brian Hoyer. Thad Lewis. How about Thad Lewis?
I don't know why I need to respond to any of this. I think you know the answer to every single one of these.
This is terrible.
Yeah, told you. Free agent quarterbacks don't happen. The last one was Drew Brees.
Oh my gosh. They need to go to
Drew Brees and Culpepper. That was the last year.
He's going to sign an Arena League quarterback. You watch.
No.
That's who I'm signing.
No. Nope. All right.
Man. Thanks.
At All Purpose Roto. All Purpose Roto at gmail.com.
Enjoy the games.
Yeah. Awesome games. We will talk to you soon. Enjoy them.